Hey, catch! Huh. Didn't think you'd catch a bottle of that size. I always thought someone like you would fumble with a thing like that. Color me surprised. What? What's with the staring? See something that interests you? What am I doing? I'm talking to you, aren't I? Plus, I wanted to see what's going on with you. Yep, I noticed you walked out without saying a word to anyone. I came here just to see what happened. That's all. Oh, so now you finally recognize me? I'm the girl who's in the same class as you. Speech 3 or something like that. I don't know. All I remember is the professor being boring. Details. All you have to know is that you at least recognize my face. So, mind if I sit with you? Why? Well, what if I told you I was concerned about you? Yeah, I know. A total stranger who you only know from having the same class as you is somehow concerned about you. I get all that, but I don't know. When you left, you kinda had this upset face on you. I'm guessing house parties aren't your thing then? That nod is all I need to know. So what happened? The one who dragged you here ditched you and left you alone? Tch, what an asshole! I bet they'd feel real nice knowing that they left you to fend for yourself in that crazy-ass party. Fuck, dude, that's even worse. I kinda figured you were an introvert, but having you say it now doesn't really make things less shit. For you, at least. If that was a friend of yours, then they aren't a good friend. I'll tell you what, if you ever see them again, just let me know so that I could kick their ass. How about that? No, Dick, not like that. What do you think I am, a dominatrix? I'd hardly give them the pleasure to even enjoy that. Hey, name's Kai, by the way. Yours? Nice name. So, now can I warm up that spot next to yours? Thanks, dude. Don't get too nervous around me. I may be a tomboy who isn't afraid to put someone asleep, but I'm harmless regardless of that. What? Why go quiet all of a sudden? Have you gotten shy because I said I can drop someone like a sack of potatoes? Or is it something else? You don't seem like the talkative type. You don't really say much, and seem to barely respond back. Was I right on the money with that shy comment earlier? Oh, there's nothing wrong with that, dude. Actually, I think it's a bit cute, in a way. Compliments with your size too, you know? Funny. I never thought the shy guy had a snarky bite. I should definitely get some pointers from you when I goof around with my friends. Yeah, my friends. Got quite a few of them. And strangely enough, most of them are in the soccer team with me. The ones you saw with me back at the party? Yep, that's them. I excused myself from them to catch you before you left. I hope they're not too lonely without me. Although, I think they are just about done in there. They look just as ready to leave as you were. Huh? What about me? A perceptive one, aren't ya? Yeah, I think this party blows too. Way too wild for me. I know, they're a staple in college life. But after 3 visits from the cops, I think I'm fine not getting a fine sent my way. I don't mind parties much. Actually, I kinda like most normal outings. But something like this is a bit much, even for someone like me. Plus, it was hard to keep my eyes off of you. Should be proud that you're pretty cute in that getup of yours. Make of that what you will, cutie. Just don't go repeating that to everyone. My friends will somehow hear about it, and will tease the hell out of me until my sanity is gone. Yeah, just keep that between you and me. Or else, I'll beat your ass with that bottle I gave you. Meet the same fate as your jackass of an escort, okay? So, I got a proposition for you. My friends got here in a cab and it's about to arrive at any moment. Luckily for me, I don't live far from here, so I could just walk my way back. How about we ditch this place and head back to my place? Got games I've been itching to play with someone. Huh? No, my place isn't a dorm, it's an apartment. No stupid segregation rules for dudes and girls, when the complex doesn't belong to the school itself. Oh, stop it. It's not a sketchy place, I promise. Now what do you say? Wanna follow a girl back to her place? I know. Don't say it like that. It's fun to tease you, though. You make these faces that remind me how cute you are. You didn't hear anything. So, wanna come? Good. Then let's get going. I want to show you what I have in store for you. Stupid fucker. Come on, damn it. God fucking damn it. Fuck, again? How did you beat me in the stupid game again? Oh, that's bullshit. I can see your smug grin from across the couch. You knew I couldn't counter a thing I threw at you, and just stunlocked me with that cheap move of yours. Tch, whatever. Didn't tell me you were gifted at this game, dude. You could have gone easy on me so that I could wipe the floor with you. Yeah, I guess that's true. At least you're pretty bad at that racing game we played earlier. I completely destroyed you. And that funny thing you called dignity. Come on, let me have this victory over you. After all of those losses, let me have this over you. Come on, man. This is the part where you relent to a pretty face, not double down. Let me have this breadcrumb of a victory at least. Then you can gloat all you want. Good man. I knew you'd relent. You're way too easy to please. Easier than the time I dropped you in that last match. Okay, fine, I'll quit. Still though, good game. Never thought the shy nerd would dominate me in my favorite fighting game. I can respect that with someone like you. I know what I said, big boy. Just remember to not pop some wood whenever I come over to your place to snuggle. Too easy. You gotta admit, that's pretty good, right? Oh, stop you. Your dry flattery is making me blush. Please be gentle with me, mister. Is probably what you'd like me to say, pervert. You'll never admit it. But I did have you in that first half. Don't lie, dude. Not even your attempts to change the topic will change that. Suit yourself. I had my fill of teasing for the night, so let's just leave that for tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow. I'll be frank with you. I like you. A lot, actually. Although I think it's a bit too soon to be calling you my best bud. but we can start off as good chums. That, or friends with benefits is fine too. Oh, what's that? You want to be friends with benefits too? I don't know what that shaking head means, but I think that probably means yes. Okay, fine. We can be chums, friends, companions, compadres. As long as you don't go out and do stupid shit without me, we'll be good. You're also open to stay at my place if you like, and hang out with me and my friends when we're out and about. Oh, right. Still kinda shy. Well, you can always hang out with me here if you aren't too busy with studying or work. Can't promise I'll always be here, but as long as you don't steal, I won't reach for the bat. Glad we can come to an understanding. So, do you want another round in the game? I swear I could still beat your ass if you give me more time to counter that bullshit of a move you pull. Oh yeah, speaking of games, you've really opened up once we started playing. Is gaming a hobby of yours? Or are we playing something you're really digging? It's the games then? Okay. I'm glad I could get rid of that awkward atmosphere because of that stupid party. Yeah, I get you on that. Besides, I'd much rather hunker down here and play my games with others. Better if my friends come play on the couch too. Well, while it doesn't happen all the time, I do appreciate someone to keep me company here and play some games with me. Hanging out like this is always a treat, as rare as it is. Yeah, it is pretty rare, even with the friends I've got. We're all so busy nowadays that we hardly have time to hang out with each other. Hell, the party was an excuse for a friend of mine to get off his ass from work and have a good time. Sucks that the same party was a bit too crazy and chaotic for all of us. Don't get me wrong. We all are a bunch of misfits looking to do something stupid every now and then. But that party, dude, even I wanted out. You can only have so much fun until the cops come knocking on the door 3 whole times because of a noise complaint. So anyways, those goons should be on their way back to their places. We had fun tonight, all things considered. Huh? Oh, it's nothing. I was just thinking is all. You don't need to worry about me. Hey, listen, bud. Weird question, but do you see me as a girl? Oh yeah, of course! Of course! I am one, obviously. Why wouldn't I be? Look, can I confess to you about something? I know. We're still kind of strangers that became friends recently, and what I'm saying does seem a bit personal, but please hear me out. I need to get this off my chest and, I don't know, I just need someone to lend an ear. No, I can't really grab my other friends and tell them about this. They've been with me for years now, and we're pretty close-knitted. Who knows what might happen to our relationship if I just came out and say something that would probably fuck up their perception of me. Then why you? I don't know. I just feel like you'll take me more seriously than the others. I get that vibe from you anyways. Thanks. I'll keep it brief. I don't think anyone sees me as a girl. Yes, really. Almost everyone I meet or are friends with thinks I'm just a lithe dude or something. Even though I don't dress the part of a girl, it doesn't mean I'm not one. Mm-hmm. Even my friends. Just a bro or one of the guys and shit. I mean, it's great that we're a close group, but I'm a girl too. I like other things too that are considered girly. I just don't show it that much, you know? Yeah, I know that's a bunch to take in, but it's how I feel. I get the bro treatment way too often, but I don't want to destroy what we have. Years of trust might go down the shitter if I just said that to them. Way too risky. A hell of a dilemma, I know. But at least I got someone to listen to me. Thanks for that, by the way. Hmm? What's wrong? Why are you looking at your phone? Oh shit, you need to leave? I don't have a ride, but I can call over a cab if you need it. You don't live far from here? Okay, that's good. Well, if you're in a hurry, then I'll see you tomorrow at school. Hopefully your presence will prevent me from not immediately passing out from the professor's boring lectures. Yeah, see you tomorrow too. Damn it, girl. You couldn't even muster the courage to just confess to him that you like the nerd a lot. I need to tell him soon, before he also sees me as one of the guys. I don't want to lose this chance. Not again. Of fucking course it's raining. I wanted to get a head start this morning and go for a run, but I guess that's out of the question. Man, this fucking blows. If I didn't pussy out yesterday, I could have had the perfect excuse to keep him here for a bit longer. God damn it. Ugh, what the fuck is this feeling? He already warmed up to me, so why do I still feel so tense? Oh, hey, it's you. What's up? Your wallet? What, did you leave it at my place? Smooth move, Romeo. If you want to come by, just say so. Oh, you're right. It really was between the couch. How the hell didn't you notice till now, though? Nah, you're fine, man. Don't sweat it. So, what do you want me to do with this? I can hold it for you if you'd like. Wait, now? You're swinging by now? But it's pouring buckets outside. Are you crazy? All right. But only if you agree to stick around for a bit. Deal? Awesome. See you soon, dude. Fuck, man. I should just tell him. Shouldn't I? What's gotten into you? You'd never be caught dead pulling some bullshit like this. I guess I can't help it anymore. I felt safe around him. Secure. Like I could actually be myself. You know what? Fuck it. If he's coming, I'm gonna make sure I don't blow it this time. Shit, he's already here? Guess now's the time as any to do this. Just keep your cool, Kai, and talk to him like you did yesterday. Nothing complicated. I'm coming. Just be a deer and wait your ass there. Damn, dude, you're soaked! What the hell possessed you to come over here and rain like this? Oh, yeah, come inside. Your wallet's waiting for you. Hey, can you take off your shoes first? Don't want you making my floor all slippery. Well, now that your clothes are all wet, I might as well get you some new ones to wear. Don't look at me like that. I have my ways. Plus, I wasn't the guy who walked their ass here without an umbrella or anything. It is what it is. I'll lend you my towel in the meantime. Here, catch. My bathroom's down the hallway on the right. Don't take too long, okay, dude? guess this is it, huh? After he walks out, that's when you do your thing. Come on, you can do this, girl. Focus. He's about to come out, so you better prepare yourself. Hey. Yeah, I was waiting here. Listen, dude. I need to talk. It's nothing serious, but do you mind listening for a bit? Thanks. So... Out with it, Kai! Grab the bull by the horns and tell him already! Okay, look. I like you a lot. Not just as a friend or a bro, but as someone I... fucking love. You're way too kind to me, you know? You make me feel safe and shit, and... Huh? Dude, are you okay? You look like you're... shivering. Almost like... Oh. So you like it when a woman gets all up close and personal with you, don't you? And with how close I am, pressing my body against you on the wall like this, I bet that heart of yours must be racing. I can make it race faster, cutie. Always wanted to do that, but fuck, I want more. God, you're so cute squirming like that. Is this turning you on? I bet you like this shit, perv. I can tell. The towel doesn't hide much. That's enough of that. How about we get back to it? Huh? Oh. Think I'm done? My shy, stubborn guy. We've only just started. And as far as I can tell, we aren't stopping. What's wrong, cutie? Cat got your tongue? Come on, are you just gonna let me have all the fun? Don't you wanna see just how far you can take it with me? I told you, the towel doesn't hide much, does it? Dude, you really have a big package for me, don't ya? Hey, why don't you show me just how big you can get for me? Come here, big guy. Man, you're so fucking good at kissing. Who would have thought the shy, quiet guy would taste so fucking good? Then again, I haven't had a chance to taste all of you yet, have I? Oh, I wonder what I meant by that. Let's see that friend of yours. Oh, what's wrong? You're telling me the big man with this big hard cock can barely handle just the tip being kissed? What's up, man? Haven't come in a while or something? So you haven't come in a bit then? Well, I'd love to drain this for you. Fuck, dude. How could you manage to hide something this big? This shit looks like it burst from your pants if you ever got hard. I bet you gotta tuck this away in your waistband or something. Oh? So the pervert also likes being praised, does he? Well, why don't I do a little more than just praising this massive fucking cock of yours? Let me show you just how deep I can take you. Fuck, dude. I've never had something go that deep in my throat. Fuck, that was so hot. What are you apologizing for, you dumbass? For fucking my throat too hard? Well, I wouldn't say that I was against it at all. I could also say I didn't expect your cock to be that thick either. I bet it surprised you too, seeing it all disappear into my throat like that. Fuck. I can't get over how big it is. Hey, since it's raining and all, why don't you follow me to my room? Don't get cold feet on me now, big guy. Don't you want to get a chance to see what I'm hiding under this hoodie? I bet your mind's going wild thinking about it. I'd need to take it off either way, though. With how hard you just face-fucked me, it's all wet with my saliva. You're too cute. Seriously, don't get all reclusive on me. I want this, okay? Oh. Come on. Let's have some rainy day fun. That's it, cutie. Lay on your back just like that. I love that you haven't taken your eyes off me ever since I stripped for you. What's wrong? Didn't think my chest or my ass would be this big. At soccer games? That? Do you honestly think I can move around with these things bouncing everywhere? Besides, it gets less creepy fucks to talk to me after games. Keeps me on the down low, you know? But I wouldn't say I'd be against you seeing me like this. Ugh. being more honest with yourself now. That's it, big guy. Keep going. Fuck, it feels too good. You sucking on my nipples. Fuck. Hey, tell me, do I look more feminine to you like this? Sexy? You think I look sexy? Look at you, gaining the courage to finally get me to blush like that. Why don't I give you a little reward for that? That's it. Just lay back for me, big guy. And let me do this. Just feeling your breath down there. God, you're so fucking perfect, dude. Fuck. Yes. God, your tongue. How can you be so good at this? I thought you'd be a virgin or something. Fuck. Let me swallow you up. I want this to stuff me full again. Fuck, dude. That feels so... so good. I bet you're loving this, huh? God, how are you reaching so deep with just your tongue? I thought I'd have to go easy on you, being shy and all that other shit. But if you keep this up... Oh, fuck. That's so much better. What's wrong, tough guy? Can't take control now, can you? Holy shit. Grinding on your face like this. I never thought it could make me feel this fucking good, dude. Here, let's make sure your little friend doesn't get neglected either. Oh, shit, sorry, dude. Got something to tell me? Here, let me let you breathe for a second. My bad. Kinda got carried away with how good you made me feel. What's up, big guy? Tired? You're tired already, hmm? Well, let me tell you something, cutie. Here, let me get nice and close so you don't miss a word I say. If you're that tired, then sit back and enjoy the ride. But before I do that, I want to have another taste of your lips again. So come here. That's it, big guy. Just lay back and enjoy the ride. I know I'm going to enjoy every single inch of you. Fuck! God, how big is this fucking thing? You're already reaching so deep. Keep kissing me. I need this so I can swallow all of you. Fuck. It's too big. Fuck, it's too big. You know, although it hurts, I love this cutie. It's like a challenge. It's like your body is trying to show dominance over me. Sorry, but I don't submit that easily, big guy. Fuck. Cute. You don't have to worry about me. Besides, you should be more worried about yourself, dude. Once I get used to... Once I get used to the size, we're going to have a lot of fun together. Yes. That's it. Fuck. There we go. Can you feel that? Looks like I can tame you after all. Now then, why don't I help you come, big guy? Fuck. So good. Yes. What's up, dude? You're jerking your head all over the place. What? You need a break? Didn't expect me to have this much stamina. Well, no shit, dumbass. I'm a striker on the soccer team. I need to be able to outlast my competition. And you know what, big guy? That includes you, too. That means I'm not even close to being done with you. Pull out. Why the fuck would I? I want you to fill me up with all that pent-up cum you've got. Don't think I'll stop writing you, though. You know, I've been pretty pent up, too. Oh. Why don't we continue? Close, huh? Well, buckle up then. Come on, fill me up. Fuck. Come for me. Come on. Come. Fuck. Please fuck me harder. Come on. Come. Come. Fuck, that's so hot. Feeling your thick cock push all that cum of yours deeper inside of me. Fuck. You sure you're tired, dude? You're still fucking huge. And I can feel you throbbing inside of me, too. I know that's not all the cum you can give me. Right. Oh, you're spent already? Well then, big guy. Why don't we see if that's true?